Hi, this is Dave Evans, former lead singer with AC/DC, and you're listening to Melting Pot, Marseille, France.
Hi, I'm Mick Cox from Rose Tattoo, and now you're listening to Annie on Melting Pot.
Well, hello, this is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France, and believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pot, and I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
Blue skies on my horizon.
Sing me a song. During the time. Sing me a song.
You can drive a Mini Cooper or a Cadillac, but, how's it go?
You can sing in a deep voice, but I'm not black.
Coming back. I've got no time. I've got no time. I've got no time for messing around. So come on now. Something like that.
Good afternoon!
Good morning, guten tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, March 8th, 2007, 2 years ago, I edit online my first podcast, 1 week later after having opened my blog Melting Pod March 1st, and we are listening right now the sense because maybe you remember my first live interview in English was with Chris Bailey, the sense leader, singer and guitarist. It was a very funny interview I did at the club's bar after their show in April 2005. But if you are interested by the sense, I recommend you the second interview I did in July 2005 with Chris Bailey and the band. Today, March 8th, is Melting Pot's second anniversary, but it's like every year, the International Day for the Woman. And I had the idea to do a special podcast for that, but I don't know why, after a phone call I had today with another rocker, Dave Evans, AC/DC former lead singer, I abandoned this project. And maybe the desire to show how Marseille rocks, I propose to you after this phone call with Dave Evans, a recording I did a few weeks before, a night where a bunch of local punk rock bands gave the money from their show to support our favorite punk rock club in Marseille, La Machine à Coudre. You will find in the follow Sweet Children, ESP and Aggravation. Enjoy! Hello?
Hello, Annie.
Yes.
How are you? All right?
Yes. I just read your message. That's why I call a little later.
Aha, that's okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
You are relaxed in the evening in Melbourne right now?
Yes, it's 5 to 9 in the evening.
Yes.
On Thursday night.
And you know that today is the International Day for the Woman. It's my Melting Pot second anniversary.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I want that you sing a song for me.
Sing a song for you? Oh, dear. You've heard the songs on my MySpace and my website, haven't you, Annie?
Yes. I saw a song I love, Take Me Down Again.
Yes, that's right.
What does that mean?
Whatever you want it to mean, Annie. Whatever you want it to mean.
Is it a love song?
Well, more lust, I think, really. Take Me Down Again.
Is this art?
Take me down again.
Is this art? To sing a cappella?
A cappella? Well, I can't sing a cappella with myself. I could sing it probably with you.
But you can't try.
Every girl's outrage, every boy's dream. You know what that means, don't you? She took me down, 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 where I've never been. I don't know why she came, but she sure taught me how. And I know what I need. I need it now, 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 now. Take me down again.
Yes. And Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell, yes. I've sung that, Highway to Hell, a couple of times.
Yes. But you can sing me the chorus.
No, I'm not going to sing it over the phone.
What do you prefer to sing? What is easier for you to sing without instrument?
I can sing any song really without instruments, but it's just difficult to sort of think of it, to get into the mood. I mean, with a rock song, you really got to, you sort of, I start really psych myself into it and just, you know, break things and smash things and cause trouble. You know, it's hard to just stand here with a phone and sing. It's you know, I love to rock, and I'm frightened that if I start singing, I'm going to cause trouble in my house. I'll probably break one of the chairs, or, you know, throw the phone through the wall or something. You know,
you exactly. can try.
There'd be a damage bill. that was just in rehearsals, Annie.
Ah, yes, but it's today my anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you have no choice now.
Okay.
Can I sit next to you, girl?
Can I sit next to you, girl? I met this girl for the first time on Saturday night, standing in the queue at the Odeon, all right. Then I took her by surprise when I gave her one of my lines. She started smiling at me real fine, and that's when I say, can I sit next to you, girl? That's going to have to do it, baby. Oh,
At that moment, the singer sprang from the stage to take a bath in the audience, and I gave him my microphone.
Hey, baby! Good luck! Woo! You never will! See if not, whoa! I'm ready to lose the ride.
You can't just slip it. You better slip. You better slip. You better slip. You better slip. You better.
Warm, not hot. Thank you.
Yeah, rock with nitwits, the best band in the world. And fuck your mother, motherfucker.
And what are you doing in the nitwits?
I'm doing guitar and I'm singing and I'm doing all the things all nitwits.
Sing me a song.
Sing a song. Oh yes, I'm the great. Pretender.
No, no, chanson. A song from the Nitwits.
A song from the Nitwits. Ah, okay.
No. Not.
Not. Encantador.
Voilà. Alors.
Oh, Sirena, you are from Northern Southern Affliction. I haven't seen you enough. Oh, this world is so foolish, and yet I'm trying to see it. But I can keep a glimmer of hope. No reason to give it up, but it just made to go on.
Hi, my name is Anaïs. I live in Marseille, and I love melting pots. Mmm, yummy.
Attends, Melting Pod, c'est de la bombe.
Melting Pod.
Yes, I am Rudy from Nitwits. I listen to Melting Pod. Pod, it's the bomb, baby.
Melting Pod is hot.
My choice. À la prochaine fois, you can write comments or find the link to the bands on Melting Pod, www.meltingpod.com, and stay connected.
Salut Annie, c'est Bertrand Lenôtre. Alors voilà, comme tous les ans depuis au moins 2 ans, ah oui quand même, je me fends donc d'un petit MP3 pour te souhaiter un bon anniversaire, ou plutôt un bon deuxième anniversaire à Melting Pod. Ça fait donc un peu plus de 700 jours que la première podcasteuse francophone historique, voire même hystérique parfois, joue la fiancée micro-webeuse des vilains tatoués du rock'n'roll dans des lieux peu recommandables où la bière coule à flot ininterrompue, comme les promesses électorales en ce moment. Bon, tout ça c'est écrit. 700 jours donc que ton inimitable English accent du Prado fait vibrer la corde binaire de ceux qui croient encore qu'il y a une vie musicale après le R&B. Bon, pour être tout à fait honnête, j'ai dû quand même rater quelques épisodes de ta fulgurante ascension interplanétaire. Mais j'ai bien noté ces derniers temps que tes fans australiens vont ériger une statue à Fremantle. Et là, au passage, un grand bravo pour avoir une fois de plus fait vibrer le kangourou qui sommeille en moi après les Saints. Bon Scott, cette fois, ACDC de la grande époque. Et puis en plus, le plaisir de découvrir que tous les mecs de Rostatou ne sont pas morts d'une cirrhose. Ça a été pour moi un vrai coup de rétro dans ma période Santiago et Zippo. Alors c'était presque aussi émouvant qu'un bon vieux, je sais pas moi, c'est Jérôme sur Radio Nostalgie ou quelque chose comme ça. Non, je déconne, en fait, je préfère largement Frédéric François. Soi. Tiens, j'ai un petit message personnel pour toi. Que la force soit avec toi pour le prochain millénaire de Melting Pod. Je t'embrasse et encore une fois de plus, bon anniversaire. Au fait, PS, ça fait 2 ans que tu me susurres des mots doux au creux de l'oreille. Et on ne s'est toujours pas rencontré pour de vrai. Et là, je suis d'avis que si ça continue, va falloir que ça cesse.
I'm listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille, and this is Mark Evans, ex-ACDC, all the way from Fremantle, Australia.